Our guests today on Introductions are the members of the Contrapunctus Quartet of the Midwest Young Artists Chamber Music Program. They've had a very successful year, having won the gold medal at the St. Paul String Quartet Competition in Minnesota, first place at the National Discover Chamber Music Competition in Highland Park, second place at the Rembrandt Chamber Players Competition at Northwestern University, and an honorable mention at the Fischoff National Chamber Music Competition in Indiana. They've prepared for us music this hour by Bartok, Haydn, Mendelssohn, Mozart, and more, which is all coming up after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. Today, we're in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guests are the members of the Contrapunctus String Quartet of the Midwest Young Artists Chamber Music Program. Their members include 17-year-old violinist Alan Snow of John Hersey High School, 18-year-old violinist James Hanford of Evanston Township High School, 18-year-old homeschooled violist Andrea Ferguson, and 18-year-old cellist Miles Link of New Trier High School. And they're coached by Robert Bassel. Later in the hour, they have music for us by Mendelssohn, Bartok, Haydn, and Mozart, but they'll begin now with a newish work by an up-and-coming 22-year-old composer named Chris Rogerson, who graduated from the Curtis Institute and who has received many commissions in the last few years, including at Ravinia, Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York, and the New York Youth Symphony and more. This is the third movement now of his String Quartet No. 1, performed by our guests, the Contrapunctus String Quartet, here on Introductions. Thank you. the Contrapuntis String Quartet of Midwest Young Artists, beginning this hour of introductions with music by 22-year-old composer Chris Rogerson. We heard the third movement of his string quartet number one. And I'd like to now welcome to the microphone one of the violinists of the group, Alan Snow. Welcome to WFMT, Alan. Well, welcome back to you and welcome to your quartet. Alan was a soloist as well. We can put a link to that under this program on our website, wfmt.com/introductions. But Alan, tell us about this first piece we just heard. I understand that you actually know this composer.
Well, this piece was played by the senior division of Fischhoff grand prize winners a couple years ago, and MYA often hosts the grand prize winner at Fischhoff to do a concert at Fort Sheridan. And that group played this whole quartet, and Dr. Dennis really liked it, so he suggested it for our group.
So did the fact that you have met this composer, did that change the way that you all learned this piece?
Maybe a little bit, because I was able to keep in contact a little bit with him, and I asked him some questions about it, uh-huh. Some markings.
So what kind of advice did he give you?
Well, there were some changes were made that the quartet that recorded it played, and that what was written in the music, and I asked him about it, mm-hmm. And he said that they decided to omit what he wrote because it sounded better.
So it's a rare opportunity to be able to ask the composer a question. You can't do that with any of the other music on your program. Tell us about the name of your group.
We're called Contrapunctus, and I think it was James's idea, but he was listening to an Edgar Meyer album where they were doing an arrangement of one of Bach's Contrapunctus movements. It was arranged for bass and mandolin, and he thought it sounded cool.
So did you all vote on it, or did it just kind of stick right away?
Well, no one else had any ideas, I don't think. So,
So it's the de facto choice. Well, it seems to work for you. You've had much success, so maybe it's been good luck as well as a lot of hard work, I'm sure, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. What do you have next for us?
We're going to be playing Haydn Quartet, Opus 33, number 3, otherwise known as The Bird, the last movement. We needed it to participate in St. Paul, so it was kind of a regulation thing. It's a short movement. It's very delicate, and maybe it's nicknamed The Birds because some of the articulations could mock some of a bird's chirpings.
Okay, well, let's hear some music by Haydn now, part of his string quartet, Opus 33, number 3, The Bird. We're going to hear the fourth movement, the finale, called Marked Presto, and it's going to be performed by our guests this hour, the Contrapunctus String Quartet of MYA. This is Introductions. Thank you. Some music by Haydn. We heard the Bird Quartet, or part of it, Opus 33, number 3. We heard the fourth movement, the finale presto, performed by our guests this hour on Introductions, the Contrapuntis Quartet of Midwest Young Artists. And we'd like to now welcome to the microphone James Hanford, one of the other violinists of the Contrapuntis Quartet. So James, thank you for that performance. Very crisp and clean. I could definitely see why you won the St. Paul String Quartet competition with that piece. And what else did you perform for that competition?
We played Mendelssohn, number 6, String Quartet number 6, the fourth movement. And we played the Bartok, the String Quartet number 4, movement 5.
So what's been a highlight of all these different events and competitions you've performed at this year?
I would say definitely the St. Paul String Quartet. That was, I think, our first really big accomplishment, and it was a lot of fun. It was also a really well-run competition. It was a great thing to play at.
So it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Are they stressful? Do you all get nervous right before you go out on stage?
I would say so. I get nervous. nerves definitely play a role, especially the first piece you play. It's always difficult to start.
Uh-huh. But in your case, it definitely helped your playing, as we could see from the results. Why have you decided to spend so much time with chamber music in addition to, I'm sure you play in orchestra or perhaps more than one orchestra. What is it about chamber music that you like so much?
Chamber music, you really get a lot more opportunity to work with the music as opposed to an orchestra where you don't really have a say in how the music is played. You kind of obey the instructions of the section leader and the conductor. But in chamber music, everyone has a principal role.
So here you're always on in the hot seat.
Yeah.
You got to come to rehearsal knowing your parts. Well, tell us about the next piece you have for us.
Next we have Mozart's String Quartet in C major, also known as the Dissonant String Quartet, K465. We'll be playing the first movement.
And it's nicknamed the Dissonant Quartet for this first movement. What is special about the first movement?
Well, it's very dissonant. I think of it as kind of, he's not completely serious. It sounds very mournful, but I don't think it's a serious sort of mourning. I think he might be kind of an artificial sadness just to see what it would sound like. He's probably experimenting. I'm not sure, actually.
Well, let's go ahead and hear some music by Mozart. We'll hear the first movement of his String Quartet number 19 in C major, Caracol number 465, the Dissonance Quartet, performed by the Contrapuntis Quartet of MYA.
Thank you.
Some music of Mozart. We heard the first movement of his Dissonance String Quartet number 19, Curriculum number 465, performed by our guests this hour on Introductions, the Contrapuntis Quartet of the Midwest Young Artists Chamber Music Program. They're performing here in our Levin Performance Studio. You can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions. Which is also where you can audition to perform on this program yourself. We welcome your YouTube auditions, or you can upload a music file. And we also welcome your comments. You can leave one directly for the members of the Contrapuntis Quartet on the Introductions webpage in the comments section. We're going to take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear the group perform some music by Bartok and Mendelssohn. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions. I'm David Polk. If you're just joining us, our guests this hour in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio are the members of the Contrapuntis String Quartet of the Midwest Young Artists Chamber Music Program. In just the last school year, they won the gold medal at the St. Paul String Quartet Competition in Minnesota, first place at the National Discover Chamber Music Competition in Highland Park, second place at the Rembrandt Chamber Players Competition held at Northwestern University, and an honorable mention at the Fischhoff National Chamber Competition in Indiana, among many other honors. This upcoming fall, violinist Alan Snow will be attending Indiana University in Bloomington to study violin performance. Violinist James Hanford will attend the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in New York to major in physics. Cellist Miles Link will attend Lawrence University in Wisconsin to double major in biology and cello performance. And violist for this group, Andrea Ferguson, will be attending DePaul University here in Chicago to major in violin performance. And Andrea, we welcome now to the microphone. So Andrea, you are playing viola just for this group?
Yes.
And for the rest of the time in an orchestra, it's violin. All violin. Mm-hmm. So what is it like to switch? I know that they're similar, but to just play viola, but at such a high level, you keep winning things with this quartet just for one chamber group.
At first it was really hard to switch back and forth. I only picked up viola two summers ago at a music camp in Vermont. And, originally it was just to play there, but it turned into kind of more than that.
Just two summers ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
The only thing that's hard to get used to is the size of the instrument, but the clef actually came a lot easier.
Well, it's still impressive because when you go to a competition, they're not just judging you on whether you can play the notes. It's all the nuances that go with it. What are rehearsals like for all of you? How often do you rehearse, and what are the actual rehearsals like?
Um, f- frequency of rehearsals tend to fluctuate, but in preparation for competitions, they were generally 3 or 4 times a week, mm-hmm. pretty extensive. But we've been taking kind of a break for now. But in rehearsals, we have a lot of fun, actually. We kind of goof around a lot. And, we have a lot of fun, lots of laughs.
So for rehearsals, when your coach, Robert Bassel, can't be there, which is probably mm-hmm. most of them,
yeah.
Is it run like a democracy, or is it more like anarchy?
Well, I don't think there's any shyness when it comes to the disagreements we have. Uh-huh. You know, there's no real, like, cleaving so to any particular person.
It seems like your ability to, or your comfort with each other, your comfort level, and your ability to disagree with each other might be a major factor in your success this past school year.
Yeah, I think we have a good chemistry off stage.
Did that click right away, or did it take a while?
Well, the three of them knew each other, but I was new this year. Uh-huh. So, I mean, for me, I think the chemistry that they had originally brought me in a lot faster. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of, I don't know, a little bit awkward at first. But I really like it now.
But you got over it, and now that's what you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. We're looking forward to your next piece, which is by Bartok. Mm-hmm. Which one?
We're going to be playing the 5th movement of the 4th quartet.
So was this also chosen for a competition?
Yes, I think it was always intended to be played at competitions, but it was actually one of the original pieces we started working on.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of a comfort zone piece now. And it's a lot of fun.
And what is this piece like?
It's kind of like a rock song. It's really fun to play. It's kind of wild and crazy. And I think some people who aren't classically involved find it ugly, but it's actually really cool and not so ugly once you get used to it.
Okay, well, let's hear this music now by Béla Bartók, the 5th movement of his string quartet number 4, Allegro Molto, performed by the Contrapuntis String Quartet of NYA. Thank you. fragments of bows flying all over the place after that performance of Béla Bartók's string quartet number 4, the fifth movement of that string quartet, marked Allegro Molto, performed by the Contrapuntis Quartet of Midwest Young Artists, our guests today on Introductions in our Levin Performance Studio. And we now welcome to the microphone Miles Link of New Trier, the cellist of the group. Thank you for that performance of the Bartók, Miles. You seemed to really like that one.
Yes, I think the Bartók is my favorite piece out of our program. It's really exciting.
You're all seniors, so this is probably the last or one of the last times you'll be performing together. What are you going to miss most about being in this quartet?
I would say the inside jokes. We have a lot of fun time together, and it's hard to come by relationships like this. I think we just have a great time.
When you first joined the group, did you expect that you would be so successful, or is this one of the was that one of the goals from the beginning, was to just be enter a lot of competitions?
Well, I don't think our goal was to enter a lot of competitions. I think for me, at least, joining this quartet was to experience something I really never had before. It was really, really intensive, and got to learn a lot of new rep, and I think it helped me as a player individually. Getting to work with these guys, they're awesome, and yeah.
What did you expect that being in a string quartet or performing chamber music was going to be like, and then how did it end up being different?
I thought it was going to be like very serious, not that much fun, but it ended up being the opposite. It was a really fun time, I think.
So it's a nice compliment for anybody who wants to be in orchestra.
Yeah, I would recommend it to anyone.
Well, you're going to end with some music by Mendelssohn, and as we heard earlier, another piece that you successfully performed in competition. What do you have next for us?
We're going to be playing the Mendelssohn's sixth quartet, Opus 80. It's the first movement. A little side note is Mendelssohn wrote this right after his sister died, so it's a very sad piece, and we try to capture that, but it also has some other aspects. The first violin ending, it seems very triumphant, and it seems like Mendelssohn had a positive outlook at the end of
so
this piece.
This is much different than the Bartók we just heard.
Yeah, it's very more romantic. It's really nice.
I wanted to ask you also, your co-chair Robert Bassel. What sorts of advice does he give you that you think about as you're performing?
Play from your heart. That's probably the best thing that you can do. Ask yourself, how does this music feel to you, and try to express that through your playing.
Well, thank you, Miles Link, the cellist of the Contrapuntis String Quartet. They're going to end the program now with the first movement of Mendelssohn's String Quartet number 6 in F minor, Opus 80. It's marked Allegro Vivace Assai. This is Introductions from WFMT's Levin Performance Studio.
Thank you.
the Contrapuntis String Quartet, ending this edition of Introductions with the first movement of Mendelssohn's String Quartet number 6 in F minor, Opus 80. They come from the Midwest Young Artists Chamber Music Program, and they've had a very successful year, including taking the gold medal at the St. Paul String Quartet Competition in Minnesota, first place at the National Discover Chamber Music Competition in Highland Park, and an honorable mention at the Fischhoff National Chamber Music Competition in Indiana, among many others. Thanks to all of you for performing this program for us, for joining us today at WFMT. They performed from our 11 performance studio, and you can listen to this performance again, find the complete program, and upload your own audition to perform here by visiting wfmt.com/introductions. And we welcome your comments about the series. Leave them directly for the members of the Contrapuntis Quartet on the Introductions website. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. Our engineer today was Hudson Fair. Our theme music was performed by Trio Vita. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.